It wasn't until 1945 that black students lived in residence halls here, and very few of them did. Also because of where this campus is located, in the middle of Illinois, we're surrounded, for the most part, by communities which have been extremely inhospitable to people of color. And the university, the campus at least, assumed a lot of that reputation for this part of the state. Conservative, hidebound, not very welcoming, and so forth. There are still communities, there are still places in this area which do not welcome people of color.
And so how did you and the rest of Project 500 begin to change that?
The year before I came here, for example, there were 57 black students in the freshman class. We negotiated with the administration and with the students who were activists in those days to increase that number to 500. So you can imagine how that increase affected this community. It was an amazing effort because of the size of the group, 565 actually. So my job was to identify resources and people, advisors, counselors, to help those students make the adjustment, because they came about a week before classes started. And unlike the rest of the freshmen who had been here for a year at least, these students had to do a lot of adjusting very quickly.
Well, where did you find these students? I can't imagine that based on your description, there were African-American students lined up just waiting to get into the U of I. How difficult was the recruiting process?
Black students who were here were hired by the admissions office to return to their own communities in New York and Chicago and Springfield and East St. Louis and so forth, and encourage students who are eligible to come here to come. That is, the job was to sell the university, the campus, to students from the same schools they came from. And they were extremely aggressive, in some cases maybe too aggressive, but they were very, very successful. I was surprised at how well they did. We must have had about over 1,000 applications to come here. Some of the students weren't eligible, but those who came did quite well, we think.
So the project was a success.
We are very pleased and proud of how well they have done, considering so many of them, of that group, had not seen University of Illinois as a target, as a place where they might be welcome and successful. And oddly enough, and I'm not quite sure why this is, but as much as they complained about this place, about the isolation and the kind of intellectual, social malaise that they found here, they recall their experiences here with a strange kind of fondness. In fact, many of those students have insisted that their own sons and daughters come here, which I always found very interesting.
And this week, the University of Illinois is commemorating the project.
It seemed reasonable that we should do something to recognize both the effort of those students and also the willingness of the administration to get involved in an activity which at the time seemed extremely problematic. There was a lot of opposition to this program 35 years ago, a great opposition, but we had a chancellor, then Jack Pelterson, who was willing to take whatever political heat was going to come from it, and we had lots of alumni and legislators who felt that we were compromising the university's academic reputation and so forth and so on. But he felt that it was time for the campus and the community to take what was perceived to be a risk. And our current chancellor, Nancy Cantor, has agreed that this event should be somehow swim rated. So we have this week almost every day there's some kind of an activity. We're very pleased with the fact that today's students are getting a massive history lesson through all this. And we're also pleased with the response of the current student body who seem to be eagerly interested in knowing more about the past. It's very, very encouraging.
You mentioned the commemoration activities taking place on campus this week, and you are involved in an activity that's coming up this weekend, aren't you?
There's a reception on Saturday, a panel of alumni who are going to be talking to us about recalling their experiences here as undergraduates, and we're expecting about 200 former students to come back and visit the campus, many for the first time since they graduated 30 years ago.
Now, how are you personally feeling this week, seeing these students that you worked with so many years ago and talking about this project that you were so intimately involved with? Are you proud of the accomplishments? Are you frustrated that there haven't been more changes?
I think it's a mixture of pride and amazement. I'm very pleased with how well they've done, and kind of amazed that after all these years, there's still a great need for activities like this. We thought for sure that by now there would be no real need for, let's say, support programs or specialized initiatives or those kinds of accommodations. The campus is in a very solid place right now because the students who come today, students of color who come today, are not nearly as frightened about the environment. They feel much safer. They feel much more relaxed. They feel less put upon by the environment, and we're very pleased with that.